This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announcing during an address to the nation last night on the coronavirus that he is suspending all travel from Europe for 30 days beginning tomorrow, with the exception of the United Kingdom. This morning, Vice President Mike Pence says the ban will protect those in the country who are more susceptible to that virus.
It does not, as we look at global data, present as much a threat to younger Americans, but for senior citizens, it represents a threat of very serious consequences.
Last night, the president promised financial relief for those infected or in quarantine, and he's calling on Congress to provide tax relief, defer tax payments, and help fund small business loans for businesses affected. Hours after being sentenced to 23 years in prison on rape and sexual assault charges, Harvey Weinstein is back in a New York hospital complaining of chest pains. And this is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some NBA fans who were expecting to see the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Utah Jazz in Oklahoma City last night got some bad news just before game time.
The game tonight has been postponed. You are all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion. Thank you for coming out tonight.
The NBA deciding just before game time that it was suspending the rest of its 2019-2020 season until further notice because of the coronavirus outbreak, after learning that Utah Jazz star Rudy Gobert tested positive for the virus. Meanwhile, March Madness is going to go forward, but it's going to happen in empty arenas this year. The NCAA saying that the men's and women's basketball tourneys will be held without spectators because of the outbreak. The NHL saying it's going to evaluate the situation today and is expected to decide later today whether to continue its season. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Tom Hanks and his wife have come down with the coronavirus while he was making an Elvis Presley movie in Australia. The Oscar-winning actor playing Presley's manager, Colonel Tom Parker, in that new film, which is currently in pre-production. Warner Brothers saying Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, have both tested positive for the illness. Hanks says he thought they had both caught colds, as they had body aches and slight fevers and chills, and then they learned the truth. They are self-isolating, still in Australia. Asian Americans in one Los Angeles suburb are more worried about attacks over the coronavirus outbreak, and many of them are buying guns to protect themselves and their families, as the owner of a gun shop in the San Gabriel Valley east of L.A. says he's been extremely busy in recent weeks, saying he's had 10 times as many customers as usual on some days. The area is home to a high concentration of Asian Americans, and some say they're afraid they'd be targeted if there's a local outbreak of the infection that began in central China late last year. An investigation's underway into the death of Floyd Mayweather's ex-girlfriend. The body of Josie Harris was found inside her home in a gated community north of L.A. on Tuesday night. The boxer and Harris have had 3 children together. The undefeated boxing champ was convicted of domestic violence back in 2010. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
The America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is Fox commentary expert, I will say, exactly. Liz Peek joins us now. Liz, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Well, Liz, well, I'll tell you, I don't know about you, but I'm about fed up with this coronavirus thing.
I know. It's tiresome and scary, and I think that we've gotten really bad information about it from the get-go, and that continues. I mean, WHO, the World Health Organization, came out today and declared it a pandemic. No kidding.
Yes,
no,
right.
that's really getting ahead of the curve.
Right.
But I think, you know, looking around at what's going on around me in New York, I'm kind of appalled to see so many 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds running around stocking up on toilet paper and storing tuna fish and acting like the world is coming to an end. For those people, there is really almost no risk. And for their kids, there's no risk.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, we do know some of the data coming out of China, South Korea, Italy. We kind of know who is at risk here and who is not. And it really is older people, mostly, or people with truly compromised immune systems who have to be careful. The rest of the world should go about living their lives because they're going to be fine. And what is offensive to me, Bill, I got to say, I think in the beginning the media was kind of hyping this because everybody knows that the economy is very important to Donald Trump's reelection, and they were thrilled to see something come along that could kind of topple that. But they've really let it go too far. They've been irresponsible. And now it would really be great to see the mainstream media interview people who have been through it, who have been in the hospital, who had this bug, and now are home, right?
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
When have you seen that story? In fact, I talked about this so much at Fox, they finally did interview some people who had been sick and are well. What people don't know is that there's 70 or 80,000 people who have survived this thing. So it isn't inconsequential. The president has been wrong, I think, in trying to dismiss it in the beginning, but it's not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a part of the challenge for Donald Trump, Donald Trump's a business guy. I mean, Liz, we're business people. Business people don't, you know, swim in the negative end of the pool.
No, he definitely doesn't.
Right.
I agree with that. He likes to look at everything being positive. He's a great salesman. That's kind of really what his career has been all about. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. But right now, we also need sort of steady guidance at the top.
Right.
And I think he has not done a great job. Yesterday, obviously, markets got really rattled that the president and his financial team did not convene and lay out a proposal on a fiscal stimulus of some sort. Frankly, I don't know if that's going to make any difference whatsoever. I think the minute we get some good news in, by the way, there is some good news. I mean, mm-hmm. if you care to look at the data in China and South Korea, we have definitely seen a downward spike
in
new cases. And it's not, I mean, in China's case, okay, let's not believe them. They lie all the time. But the truth is South Korea does not.
They only lie when they're moving their lips, Liz. Come on, let's be fair.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, I think we can take some solace in the idea that social distancing does work. It does begin to drive down infections. And also, importantly, remember that there are two sides of the economic stress here. One is consumption around the world, not only in China but elsewhere. And the other is production, those supply chains in China that got totally fouled up because everybody was told to stay home. That is beginning to melt away. I mean, satellite photos show that the pollution level in China is picking back up again. That's very positive, as terrible as it is for their air quality.
It's right.
positive because it does denote some return to industrial activity. Also, I was looking at some trucking data. There's a bit of good news in terms of shipments beginning to increase, which again kind of goes to a little bit less stress on the supply chain. Well, that's good news. I mean, let's support the good news. You know, nobody's talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you said, the Democrats, mainstream media, and et al. Are doing everything they can to bruise up this president, and they know the economy has been a solid advocate and indicator for President Trump's reelection. So, you know, they're pulling everything out, including the kitchen sink, and they're throwing it to Donald Trump and the voters to see what sticks. And of course, Rahm Emanuel made it clear: you just don't let, you know, a good crisis go to waste. And the Democrats are taking full advantage of it, but it's not helping us. It's putting people, you know, overly concerned about this, as you say. You know, we've had experience. I mean, in a lot of ways, you know, this is similar in a sense as the flu, not quite yet as dramatic in terms of the amount of deaths and how many people are affected by the flu every year. I mean, the numbers are, you know, we're not even close to that yet. But, you know, we've been able to every year get through and deal with the flu. And interestingly, the same people that are vulnerable to the flu are the same people that are vulnerable to the coronavirus, are they not?
Not quite, because actually young people are quite infants and toddlers are quite vulnerable to the flu. Mm-hmm. They are not at all vulnerable to the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. This really is something that targets old people, mm-hmm. as does the common flu. But the good news is kids are okay. You know, there has not been report of one child dying, mm-hmm. and there have been very few who have been seriously infected. So I think, you know, moms with little kids, I don't know why the schools are closing. Obviously, it's a social distancing thing, but in reality, the schools are probably about as safe a place for these kids to be. The other thing I think that's important to note, obviously the other shoe to drop 2 days ago was this oil price war, and that is serious. It's another huge industry that's getting whacked. And even though, yes, there's a dividend for American consumers in terms of lower gasoline prices, there are problems in the credit markets and shale credit and all this. And again, what I just was reading an article back, I think in November of last year, when oil prices were $60 and Saudi Arabia was forecast to have a budget deficit in this year of $50 billion, 6% of GDP. That is not acceptable. They can't survive. Everyone talks about how Saudi Arabia, oh, they can survive this because their cost of production is like $3. Well, who cares? They need revenues, folks, because they've made a huge amount of commitments, as has Russia,
to
their people.
Yeah, I was going to say, Russia's in the same boat, are they not?
Yes, they are. They are. So, I mean, we have to kind of, again, instead of just falling out, you know, jumping off the window, out the window in anxiety about this, let's look at the data here. Saudi Arabia, MBS, the reason he's locking up some of his cousins is because this is a pretty darn risky move for him. It will not go well. People are not going to be happy if their economy really goes into free fall, and that's kind of what it looks like it's going to do.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think we're learning also, you know, I've said often that experience defines preference. And what China has threatened to do in terms of these biologics, this is a dangerous ground in which they're treading, are they not?
Oh, yes, without a doubt.
Liz, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Liz Peek after this.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
This is sponsored by Accenture. The 20th Annual Technology Vision Report from Accenture shows that although people are embedding technology into their lives more than ever before, organizations' attempts to meet their needs and expectations can fall short. Michael Biltz, Managing Director of the Accenture Technology Vision.
In a world where digital technology is everywhere, there's a tech clash between businesses and the technology models that aren't aligned with people's needs and expectations. To move forward, a new approach is required. Organizations need to focus on balancing their drive to create business value with their customers' and employees' values.
The report is based in part on a survey of more than 8,000 business executives and consumers. It identifies the key tech trends that will impact businesses over the next 3 years and counsels companies on how best to address the opportunities and challenges ahead. For more, please visit Accenture.com/technologyvision. That's Accenture.com/technologyvision.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Washington Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst Liz Peek continues with us. Liz, as we were saying, we just cannot trust China. And the threats of what they threw out there this past week regarding, you know, the control of medicines, I mean, all this technology that basically the United States gave them, they helped themselves to, they stole by taking intellectual property and on, as you said, they have not been fair-minded by no means, and to threaten withholding key ingredients in medicine that we may need down the road, I don't think that's going to fare well for them, and I think Donald Trump has heard them loud and clear, and this could not bode well for them down the road.
Oh, no, no. I mean, it's over. I really don't think that shareholders are going to allow companies, as I said, to become overly dependent on China in the future. They should never have been so dependent on China. But the allure of cheap wages and huge market, and the fact that this, as I said, this is a criminal enterprise. The fact that they will punish journalists for telling the truth, even their own journalists for telling the truth, the fact that they will steal intellectual property, that they will punish companies. One of the reasons companies have not been pulling out of China faster is you get punished for doing so, that you won't be allowed back into the country. I was listening to somebody on Bloomberg News this morning, and I believe this 100%, but I don't have proof of my own about it, that companies that have money in China are not able to get it out. I've heard this before. I don't know any American company that will fess up to it, but I have I've written about this for 15 years. Over the years, I've heard so many horror stories about the authorities basically just making it impossible for you to transfer capital, to close a business in China, to open a business in China. It's a really bad place, and Xi Jinping has taken a bad place and made it truly scary.
Yeah, something like the Hotel California. Once you're in, you can't get out.
Yeah,
huh?
It's really bad news.
No. Let's talk the stock market. What a ride it has been. Coronavirus, a political season. Wow. I mean,
and oil prices.
Oil prices
are a big thing. I think that the big surge yesterday was, it just seems like weeks ago, was because there was talk that the oil minister in Russia was hinting at renegotiating this whole thing with Saudi Arabia. The market went hugely up on that. This, I think, is more profound than people are really paying attention to. It's not all the virus. It's also this oil collapse, which, it's such a tremendous negative for a big, big industry. And also, by the way, will lead to a plummeting rig count here in the U.S., less production, less income from all those activities. The left absolutely hates our oil industry, but the truth is it's a feeder for an awful lot of revenues and income to a great many states. So this is bad news. I'm sort of surprised that I think President Trump talked to MBS yesterday, wasn't it? And I am a little surprised that Saudi Arabia hasn't made any move towards conciliation, not on our account necessarily, but let's face it, we are supposed to be their ally, and this is undermining an industry in this country. If that's really their target, let's drop the pretense of being allies.
Exactly. Well, even though the left doesn't like it, I mean, you imagine if we have, a Joe Biden administration right now, Liz, we would be in so much trouble. I mean, we'd go, it's almost like we'd go back to the 70s one more time with Jimmy Carter, would we not?
Well, I'm very worried about Joe Biden on so many fronts. Certainly, I spent half a day looking and reading all about his platform the other day. It's not a moderate platform. No. It is very left-wing. And were it not for Bernie Sanders being in the race, Joe Biden would be the progressive in the race. Whether it's a $4 trillion tax hike, a $1.7 trillion spending program for green energy, you kind of go down the list, hundreds of billions of dollars being thrown every year at all kinds of new ventures. Maybe a lot of it wouldn't get through, but the truth is the inclination is Obama era on steroids, more
exactly.
Spending, more regulations, more disaffection of our own industries, etc. This is a bad thing. And the problem is, secondly, Joe Biden is not mentally very strong, and that's a kind way of putting it.
Well, Brett Hume said straight out that he is senile. I mean, I was shocked when Brett Hume said that.
Well, look, just watch him. I mean,
we're not
watching doctored videos, folks. This is Joe Biden. And I spoke to somebody yesterday who had talked to we have to be very careful here because we do. I mean, this is a man who's running for the presidency, and we can't just cast aspersions. But someone watching him, a doctor, concluded that he is somewhere on that spectrum of cognitive impairment. And it doesn't go backwards. You don't recover what you've lost. And the worst thing that happens is you are aware that you're losing your grip, and you become frustrated and have the kind of outburst that we saw yesterday.
I mean,
all of this fits a pattern, and the pattern, I just cannot imagine that Democrats are simply going to ignore and deny what is visible to the naked eye.
And Jill Biden is seeing this up close and personal.
Yeah.
How does she deal with this?
I mean, I've written about it. There's some pretty darn weird things that nobody really has looked at. I mean, you know, not that long ago, a couple of months ago, they were at a rally, and Jill Biden was introducing her husband, threw out her arms, and he was behind her, and he sort of took her hand and put it in his mouth.
Yeah.
This is at a rally.
Right.
Sucked on her fingers. I mean, it's so bizarre that, you know, I think what they're going to try and do, and what this is what they are trying to do, is hide him.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really doing a lot of press events. They're not doing a lot of public events. I'm sure.
Well, they're cutting down his time. They're saying maybe seven minutes at that, right?
Yeah.
So they're doing everything they can to protect him. I mean, Donna Brazile and the other talking heads for the Democrats are just saying, "Oh, that's just Joe Biden being cute."
No. Gaffes are when you make a mistake and you say to someone in a wheelchair, as he did years ago, you know, get up and take a bow. Okay, that's a gaffe. You don't know the information and you make a mistake. When you can't complete a sentence and you visibly lose your way, you know, we're all afraid of senior moments, right?
Well,
I mean, it can affect anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't affect everybody every day, and that's what's happening.
Well, it's that thing. You know that thing, right?
God, wasn't it just appalling?
Yeah.
I feel sorry for him. I think he's a nice man, but honestly, it would be. I really feel like this is just not going to end well at all. And by the way, I wrote a piece Sunday, and I totally think this is right. This puts enormous pressure on who he picks as a vice presidential candidate. Because in 2008, when John McCain ran, and there was this hint of problems because of melanoma, he decided he needed a younger candidate. He picked Sarah Palin, who proved to be totally out of her element, and he lost big time. This is going to be exactly the same thing. Voters are going to want to be reassured that whoever he picks as a running mate can be the next president. And I don't think people are going to be happy if he picks somebody like Stacey Abrams.
Well, or
a divisive person who can really kind of roil the country even more.
Yeah, who says the voting last time still isn't over.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Yeah, it's that would be sad. The other thing is that we're seeing what happens with Klobuchar and with Buttigieg. I mean, what were they promised in order to clear the lane?
Well, I think Klobuchar actually makes a lot of sense for Joe. Again, I wrote about this over the weekend, but if you look at his favorability, the really extensive, like 200-page recent survey of his pluses and minuses, where he is weak is with whites and in the Middle West.
Mm-hmm.
And women are okay with Joe, and certainly compared to Trump, he's doing fine on that front. But I think if Klobuchar is his running mate, women will turn out because they're going to think, well, maybe she really finally will break the glass ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's going to help him in places like Michigan and Wisconsin, which he has to win.
Well, right now, 823 delegates to 681 against Sanders. It looks more and more that we may not get that brokered convention that some have predicted.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Sanders still has a lot of delegates, and certainly the next four states up, and Florida in particular, are going to go for Biden. But they're all proportional. So, I mean, he'll keep inching higher, even as Biden inches higher faster. I'm not sure Biden gets to 1991. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, Liz Peek here on Bill Martinez. Liz, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Always my pleasure. Have a good day.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announcing during an address to the nation last night on the coronavirus that he is suspending all travel from Europe for 30 days beginning tomorrow, with the exception of the United Kingdom. This morning, Vice President Mike Pence says the ban will protect those in the country who are more susceptible to that virus.
It does not, as we look at global data, present as much a threat to younger Americans, but for senior citizens, it represents a threat of a very serious consequence.
Last night, the president promised financial relief for those infected or in quarantine, and he's calling on Congress to provide tax relief, defer tax payments, and help fund small business loans for businesses affected. Hours after being sentenced to 23 years in prison on rape and sexual assault charges, Harvey Weinstein is back in a New York hospital complaining of chest pains. And this is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Election, trade war, what in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Bill Martinez. You know, it's not so much what happens when you get knocked down as much as when you get back up to get back into the fight, right? Co-founder, president of the Tea Party Patriots and co-founder, national coordinator of the Tea Party Patriots and columnist for the Washington Times, Jenny Beth Martin joins us now. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Hey, lots to catch up on. I don't know. Did you happen to catch the mask? Are you been following the mask at all? Have you been following that TV show, The Mask?
No, I have not.
Okay, they get these different celebrities, and they dress up in costumes, and you're wondering, okay, who's singing that song? And I mean, it really is a very good show. I think one of the highlights of the new shows that are out there. Well, last night, the mask was taken off, and to much to everybody's surprise, because as they're singing, whenever they're talking, their voice is affected. Okay, so you can't tell by the voice, but when they're singing, it's them singing, right? Well, last night there was all kinds of guesses for this one individual, ranging from Tina Fey to, you know, a bunch of different people anyway. They pulled the mask off. It was Sarah Palin. And she was rapping, and you know the song you got big butts and all that, you know, that song, and she really did a great job, and it was so cool because you saw, I mean, the people, the crowd were getting, you know, really getting behind her and not knowing it was Sarah Palin. But when the reveal came, it was a bit of a shock that, you know, some liberals in the audience had found themselves before cheering on Sarah Palin. And, but she, you know, talk about comebacks. I mean, you know, she was very, very sweet and considerate to everybody, you know, talked about, hey, maybe, you know, this could possibly help to unify a country that needs unifying, and the audience did agree with that. So it was really a neat surprise for people last night.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go and see if I can.
You got to check that out. And I think last night, especially in light of all the news that came down, the president's you know, talk from the Oval Office about the coronavirus. Yes, it is serious, and I tell you, I have taken grave exception to the mainstream media, Don Lemon, CNN, MSNBC. I mean, all speared on from this, this tried saying from the Democrats that you can't let a good crisis go to waste. I mean, they're doing everything they can to bruise up the president and make him seem like he is incompetent. But I believe the way he's handled this has been rather serious. You know, we were talking with Liz Peek just a moment ago from Fox News. And I said, you know, part of Donald Trump's personality is, as a business guy, he wants to talk about the glass being half full. And when you got a bunch of negative people that live in the half empty portion of the glass, I mean, they get frustrated and they speak out in a way that I think is, to me, it's unacceptable and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I think that it is unfortunate. The fact is, the president has been following this. He shut the border to China, and he did buy us more time. Hmm. And in shutting the border to Europe, which is not something that came easily, I am certain of that, it will help bring fewer cases into the country. But still, if you are an American in Europe, you're going to be able to come back. There'll be some processes that you have to go through to make sure you're not carrying the virus, and you'll have to self-quarantine for 14 days. And it was the same thing when he closed the border with China. Some of these people who you just mentioned and Democrats on Capitol Hill were not paying attention to this back in January, to what was happening in China with the coronavirus, and instead were trying to figure out if Speaker Pelosi was ever going to move the articles of impeachment over to the Senate side. But I was following both at the same time. Mm-hmm. What you said about President Trump looking at the glass half full, I think there's a generational difference between a lot of Americans who are looking at this potential virus, at the virus and at the potential spread of the outbreak. And I think that people who have lived through polio and the eradication of polio, and the same for smallpox, they have a different attitude towards this than I see people who are my age and younger do. I don't even have the smallpox scar on my arm because in 1970, the year I was born, you no longer
That's right.
had to get it. So my perspective of it is different. I haven't lived through something that is quite like this in America before, but the people like President Trump have. And I think that's part of the reason why he's saying, we can get through this, we're going to get through it, we're not going to let it just completely stop the entire country. And And he's right to do that. You've got to make sure that you're prepared. You've got to be taking the precautions. And if you need to self-quarantine, you've got to. We're going to be in a situation where some communities likely are going to be completely quarantined. It's going to have a rippling effect all around our country. And I think one of the best things we can do right now, once you've prepared for yourself, is start figuring out if there are other people in your community who are having to self-quarantine, and whether you can go drop off food or supplies at their doorstep so that, that they have what they need in case they were not prepared.
Exactly. And that's an excellent idea because we know that people have been furloughed, some without compensation for some of the businesses that are healed enough that can afford to continue to pay their employees. God bless them. But I had a conversation with Senator Scott over the weekend, and I said, Senator, you got to go back to D.C. and convince our legislators to open up the purse strings, you know, for even unemployment insurance. I mean, the people have paid into this. They don't need to wait 6 to 8 weeks, you know, because of the normal process. This is an extraordinary process. I mean, this is why states are allowed to declare a state of emergency. So it accesses aspects of the Treasury that are immediate. Why can't we do that for our own citizens who have paid into something? I don't think, you know, there's all kinds of debate right now, and Nancy Pelosi arguing about whether or not we give a special tax holiday to employees. We got to do something to help these families out who are suddenly devastated. You know, we've got certain, you know, hotel entertainment facilities now. You got the NBA closing down. I mean, it's going to impact a lot of families, and there's things that need to be done immediately. I mean, the thing that, that really galls me is the other day the president had convinced Congress we needed immediate funds. He asked for $2.3 billion. It expanded to $8.3 because the Democrats can't help themselves, because when the vault is open, they go in without masks and they take another $5 billion for their own pet projects. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, I think that what we will ultimately see coming from Congress potentially before the end of the week, maybe even voted today, will be a very, very large spending bill. And that concerns me a little bit. I think that there are, I've always said that I'm not opposed to safety nets, and so I maintain that I'm not opposed to safety nets, like you just mentioned about unemployment. We're going to have the airlines. We can't let airlines just go out of business. We need them for national security purposes, not right. just so we can move around the country, but they're helping transport people back and forth and all over the country. They step up in times of crisis. So there are things that we need for national security. We've got businesses who are working around the clock to come up with antiviral drugs to treat this and vaccines to treat this. I think there should be a reward offered for the business who can come up with a vaccine for it, or the person, or both the person or the team and the business. So there are a lot of, I just hope that as they do this, they're paying attention to what the unintended consequences may be, and that we don't just spend money frivolously, and we do it in a quickly and also judiciously.
Well, and once we get beyond this, Jenny Beth, you and I need to have a deep conversation about how this all got started and why the people are being worked and prejudiced in terms of having some sort of false, you know, confidence in Democrats handling medical situations when they're the ones that have created this. But we'll get into that later. Jenny Beth Martin has been with us. Thank you, Jenny Beth. Appreciate it.
From CBN Films comes I Am Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, taken from his home into slavery, then a miraculous escape, only to be called back.
It was not my grace, but God, that I might come to the Irish nations to preach the gospel.
Witness the journey from man to saint. I Am Patrick. In select theaters for 2 days only, March 17th and 18th. For theaters and tickets, go to iampatrick.com.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you saved just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants,
restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Last night, President Trump told the nation from the Oval Office, calling for a temporary halt in air travel to the U.S. from Europe, excluding flights from Britain and those carrying cargo in a bid to contain the spread of the coronavirus. The virus, he says, will not have a chance against us. No nation is more prepared or more resilient. I know some people have taken exception. I'm not sure what they want the president to say. Again, we've said this about the president's nature as a businessman, is he's always thinking positively. And he has huge faith in this country, in our technology, and our experienced people. And he's got a great team together. And it's with that confidence that he, you know, continues, I believe, to give us all, you know, some sense of confidence, regardless of what the media says, although the media is having an impact on the narrative. As if that wasn't enough, we get this perfect, you know, kind of storm that comes along and not only make these announcements, then, you know, about an hour later, you got Tom Hanks and his wife Rita, who are in Australia shooting a movie. They're, they've tested positive for the virus. The NBA, there was a Utah Jazz player that was, tested positive. And the NBA said, hey, that's it. We're shutting everything down. You've got March Madness now, only going to be played between, you know, some friends, I guess, and a limited number of people. Also, Governor Cuomo of New York announced that, the New York City St. Patrick Day Parade, will not happen. This is something that has been a tradition, as long as America itself. With us right now is David Drucker. David is the senior political correspondent for the Washington Examiner. And David, is your head still spinning like mine over all this stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, look, it's, you know, it's like we've gone from 100 miles an hour to a screeching halt in a week, or less than a week. When you look at the mood of the country, the economy in particular, the markets, you know, there are layoffs happening across some industries, and I don't think yet that people have a handle on exactly what's going on. I think, you know, in talking to a lot of Republican strategists in the past couple of days, trying to gauge how they see the politics of this, you know, what they've told me is that right now there is a lot of uncertainty, and that, you know, what they think the president has to try and get a handle on is that. In other words, lay out a roadmap for exactly what the threat is and how to deal with the threat. And once people have confidence in the idea that the government understands the threat and has a plan for the threat and that they know how that applies to them, that at least there'll be some sense of normalcy will begin to return. Because what we have seen is everybody acting out of an abundance of caution, whether, you know, it's sporting events shutting down, or things like that, but without a sense of an actual rule book. You know, this should be shut down, but this doesn't have to be shut down.
Right.
We have risks here, but not over there. And right now, everybody is just scared.
I think that you're right, David, is that maybe this will be better appreciated as a post-analysis right now in the midst of it. Part and parcel, we're associated with a culture that, you know, wants the answers like yesterday. And I believe that we're being a little high in our expectation level of what, you know, our officials should be doing. I look at back at what President Trump did immediately in quarantining, you know, China, you know, and stopping flights, you know, from Wuhan especially. And, you know, Democrats had to immediately, I mean, they took advantage of this and added, I believe, you know, to this perception that is not really calming people. And this is the dynamic that we have, is we have a president trying to offer some calmness. And but yet he's bombarded at every angle from the mainstream media and others, I believe, making some irresponsible comments that they don't even know about. I mean, this is all conjecture. We often say on the show, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And right now we have too much opinion ruling.
Right. And, you know, look, I'm sure that's a part of what is going on. But, you know, I think when you have the bully pulpit of the presidency, you bear some of the responsibility for what's going on. I think initially the president was trying to downplay the threat of the coronavirus, which was at odds with what his own medical experts inside his administration, who are highly respected, were saying. And often it was at odds with what the vice president was saying, who he has put in charge of his task force.
Right.
And so I think part of it has been inconsistency at the top. What we heard from the president last night was much different than what we heard from the president just a few days ago at the CDC, when he was minimizing the number of infections and, you know, lashing out at some of his Democratic critics, the governor of Washington State among them. My point isn't to say that the president shouldn't fight back and shouldn't try and push back on false narratives being pushed. My point is that I think what the president has to do is decide what he thinks the issue is, what the problem is, and be consistent and be reassuring. And I think that will overcome any media narrative that is incorrect. So there are things he can do to, I think, improve the situation and improve his own situation.
Yeah, and I would agree with you, David, in principle. And just as you said, the narrative is altered just in, 48 hours? And what's going to change in another 48 hours? What other information are we going to know that will add to this narrative? That's why I'm saying, in part, this will be better realized as a post-analysis of, you know, things that we've learned, preferences that have been defined, like right now, realizing that, oh, my gosh, you know, we gave China all this, and they stole it, all this technology, and we let them. And, you know, at whose hands, do you blame both parties for, you know, turning over all this biomedical information to the Chinese that are now holding it against us and threatening us? I mean, you know, watch what happens real quick here. we're going to be scrambling to take back and secure our pharmaceutical category as quickly as possible, because we cannot allow a rogue nation like China to control our pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, look, that's an important point, and that's something we have to deal with. I think the initial thing that the president has to deal with, though, is that he's going to be blamed or he's going to be credited. And
yes,
presidents get more blame than they deserve and more credit than they deserve often for all sorts of things. This thing is not his fault. Americans are not going to blame him because it happened. They are going to hold him responsible for how they think he responds. And no matter what the media narrative is, the pulpit of the presidency and Trump's own ability to get past the media means that he is in a position, if he handles this in a way that the public approves of, that they'll give him credit for that no matter what the media does. We saw that recently with, you know, some of his highest approval ratings of his presidency after he was acquitted on two articles of impeachment.
Exactly.
And clearly he's capable of getting past the media filter, but I think he needs to be more consistent. I think he needs to be able to define what the problem is and what his solutions are. And I think he has to offer Americans the reassurances and the information they want, not just the reassurances and the information he thinks they need.
Exactly.
I think people want to understand about testing. I think they want to understand how long this is going to last, what the government is doing, and how various things are going to be fixed, and how the medical infrastructure is going to handle things if they go south. And, you know, until he starts doing all of that, I think you're going to see a lot of volatility in the markets and just a lot of uncertainty. And uncertainty breeds fear, and that breeds, you know, political problems.
Well, David, to your earlier point, I think that we're comforted with the Mike Pence-led team, with Dr. Fauci and them, because they have been leaning on the facts. The facts are the facts. And you just have to let them fall and allow the people to absorb what reality is and don't feel like they're being politicized. I mean, unfortunately, that is the environment in which we live in. But I'm glad that he appointed Mike Pence to lead this team. And we're blessed to have guys like Dr. Fauci and we've got some, great doctors that are there to help us out and break this down. The thing that amazes me, and you wrote about this, is that in the midst of this, and of course this may be adding to some of the skepticism of suburban voters that are preferring Democrats over the GOP on health care. And, I mean, it wasn't that long ago, and I'm not sure how the Democrats have been able to escape this. I mean, they're responsible for upending our health care system because of the Affordable Care Act. I mean, we're in a mess still because of the mess that was created by Barack Obama and the passage of that law that Nancy Pelosi said, hey, you want to find out what's in it? Well, we got to pass it first.
Yeah, look, I understand. And, you know, I think it's a test for everybody. It's not just a test for the president. I think it's just he's in the best position to control the narrative about him. And he's in the best position to offer reassurance because of the uniqueness of the presidency. But Congress is going to have to step up. They're going to have to work with his administration, and, you know, they're going to be held responsible as well.
Right, exactly. But what is it about suburban voters, I mean, that they think, after all that the Democrats have done to injure the process, that they're the ones to fix it?
Well, they don't like the way the president comports himself. They don't like the way he behaves, and that is a big deal for them, and especially female suburbanites.
So that filter is what they're seeing the answer to health care through, is
well,
what you're telling me.
And it's not really a filter. They listen to the president speak. They want him. They don't like it.
Yeah, I say filter. They're perceptive.
They don't like him.
Right. Yeah. No. I get it. I said filter. Maybe I meant their understanding and perception is all, you know, influencing their decision to trust the Democrats more than Republicans. I think it's quite interesting. David Drucker from the Washington Examiner. David, thank you for being with us.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.